Good morning.
Good morning.
I take it it's just you for now?
Yes, I think so. I didn't hear anybody else come on.
What's your feeling? Do you want to go forward just with you, or?
Well, this is the only. Yeah, I had to look at a long time. So there are 11 verses. It's fine with me to go on.
Okay, let's do that. This class is the study of Psalm 52. It is, the handout can be found on the Unique Astrological Times landing page that's located underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage, or at the bottom of the page if it's a mobile device. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to the Tanit Dibur section, and the second link under that title is the Psalms landing page. And then when that landing page opens up, scroll down to Tehillim 52. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Kevit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Urchilu Urchimu Yakta L'shem Yuhe Bavate Beyichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihinu Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. I believe someone else just came on, so welcome. We're just beginning on the Psalms landing page for Tehillim 52. David laments his suffering at the hands of Doeg and speaks of Doeg's boasts about the evil that he committed. David asks, what does he think? Does he consider the doing of evil a mark of strength? David also curses Doeg and those like him. And I am adding, this psalm connects to certainty and helps to say when our fears enter our thoughts. The above kavanot are traditional kavanot to use when saying this psalm. The first word is Lamdatseach Maskil. Please refer to the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF for additional information. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to read the introduction in the PDF file. It's approximately 50 pages long, and it is so filled with good information. There are 11 verses in Psalm 52. 11 is a number that connects to all of creation through the 10 Sefirot plus the negative system. 11 is a number that connects to the Ketoret, the 11 components that make up the incense It's sufficient to say incense. There are 11 components in the incense. And the word Ketoret has the meaning of drawing closer.
Judy?
Well, welcome.
Good morning.
There are some significant Hebrew words with a gematria of 11. One of them is the word for garment, bivagad. And it's a hint in this particular case to remove the garment that is a blockage, the garment of evil. Another word is hagag, which means roof. Adov, the bear. And in Aramaic, the word for good is similar to the Hebrew word tov, except it's spelled without the vav. It's just tet bet. Please open up the link that's at the bottom of the section. It will take you to the Mechon Mamre website, where you can choose the Psalms, and then when that opens up, scroll down to chapter 52, which where we will start with the first verse. Lam natseach mi maskil David. The traditional translation is for the leader, the maskil of David. But as the introduction of the PDF file, Yearning for Redemption, Lamnatsea represents a pruning energy, removing the negativity. And the word maskil is not easily translated. The second verse, the bevo do eg ha ado bi vayage lishau vayomer lo ba David el beit Ahimelech. When Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, and said unto him, David is come to the house of Ahimelech. Ahimelech, while it's a name frequently used in the book of Genesis and then elsewhere in the Tanakh, Ahimelech actually stands for the king of my brother, or my brother's king. There are 12 words in the verse connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is significant when we come to understand the overall concept of this psalm. 45 letters connects us to the word Adam, Adam. It also connects us to the level of Zerad Kin when we spell out the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in a particular way. The third verse. Ma ti talel bira ha gibor chesed el kol hayom. Why do you boast thyself of evil, O mighty man? The mercy of God endures continually. Eight words which connects us to the Sephirah Bina, the world that is coming. Twenty-seven letters connects to all of the energy of the 22 Hebrew letters plus the five final forms. The fourth verse. Kitar milutash, O say Ramiya. Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor working deceitfully. The description of these words, it's just so powerful to understand that it's talking about the evil of Lashon Hara. The evil of talking evil. Seven words that connect to the seven lower sephirot. It connects us to the physical world. Words connects to the Hebrew word koach, which means strength or power. The fifth pasuk. Ahavtara mitok sheker midaber tzedek selah. Remember, the word selah is a pause to contemplate what's been said. Thou lovest evil more than good, falsehood rather than speaking righteousness. Selah. I think you can understand that this is well worth contemplating. How we find it easier to speak false words, even when we think they're truth. If they're not words of Torah, can you be sure that they're righteous? Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeron Kin and Malchut, which is the revelation of light. The drawing of the flow of goodness, of Hashem's goodness, the Shefa. The sixth verse. Ahavta kol divrei bala leshon mirma. Thou loves all the devouring words, the deceitful tongue. six words connecting to Zerampin, the emotions, without the connection to their manifestation, without the unity of Zerampin with Malchut. One words connects to the Hebrew word Ephie, or the name of God Ephie, Aleph Yud. The seventh verse. Gamel Yitatzcha Lanetzah Yachtecha Vaisachacha Meohel Vesherishcha Meretz Chaim Selah. God will likewise break thee forever. He will take thee up and pluck thee out of thy tent and root thee out of the land of the living. Selah. And what are you to contemplate in this verse? Is it speaking only of Doeg? Or is it talking about evil, in essence? Eleven words connecting to all of creation. One that connects to the Sephirah of Bina, the mother. 41 letters. The eighth pasuk. Vayiru tzadikim vayirau v'alav yishchahu. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Who is going to be laughed at? The ninth pasuk. Hine hagever lo yasim Elohim Ma'uzo. Lo, this is the man that made not God his stronghold, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. Anything physical is not forever. This is something that we have to constantly fight against, because the Western world is so filled with this consciousness that physicality and wealth represent your protection shield.
Hello.
Yes.
I'd like to go back to verse 8, where it says, the righteous shall also see and fear and shall laugh at him. There's, in one of the Psalms, it talks about it's Hashem who laughs. And lately, sometimes I felt I was tempted to laugh because of certain, you know, circumstances I see on TV where I felt the other side, ha-ha, you know, you want to laugh. But I felt like I had to tell myself to connect to Hashem laughing in order to keep unity within myself with these persons that I didn't really agree with. in the national news. I'm going to put it that way, so you know what I'm hitting at. Is that the thought pattern I should have?
You've asked a very important question, but a very deep question. To answer it, I have to ask you to contemplate some things.
Okay.
What I'm asking you to contemplate, what is the difference between joy and happiness? Laughter can be an element of both positivity and negativity. If you laugh at someone, as it's expressed in that translation, are you in unity with that person? From his perspective, the person being laughed at, his ego is being deflated. Is that a good thing? Most of the time, it will be a good thing for him, but he won't recognize it as good because he's feeling the embarrassment. What does laughter do to the human body? Laughter relieves tension. Laughter is a method of drawing light. What we see with laughter is both the positive aspect and the negative aspect. As a hint to the difference between joy and happiness, one never laughs when feeling joy. Laughter is external. Happiness is external. These are hints for your contemplation. I know the answer is not clear, but it cannot be clear. It takes the contemplation.
Well, the incident, for me, it made it clear. And I think I was doing the right thing after your explanation. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna mute again.
We're just about to start verse 10. But I don't think I didn't complete verse 9, so we're in verse 9. I'm counting the words. Yeah, I said there was 11 words, and we've spoken about the number 11 with the number of verses in the psalm. There are 43 letters, which is the word Mog, Mem, Gimel. Mog has the meaning of brains. It's indicating an intellectual connection. if you read the English translation, it's difficult to understand. This is the man that made not God his stronghold. It's not the way we would normally describe English. We would say, this is the man that did not make God his stronghold. But why is the translation this way? Normally, translators put it into proper English. There's a reason for that within the frames of the words. The 10th verse. Wa'ani b'zayit ra'anan b'beit Elohim betachti b'chesed Elohim olam wa'ed. But as for me, I am like a leafy olive tree in the house of Hashem. Actually, the house of Elohim. I trust in the mercy of Elohim forever and ever. Why do I stress that the word God is being translated for the word Elohim? Because we need to know which attribute of Hashem is being connected to. And it's very important, whatever you say, you see an English translation, especially in the Psalms, but even anywhere in the Tanakh, you need to look at what is the level, what is the name of God that is being used to translate as God. Ten words connecting to the ten sephirot. Two letters which connects to the Anabakoach, and the Anabakoach is connecting to the 42 letter name of God used in creation, but it's also connecting in a concealed way to the first 42 letters in the Torah, starting with the Bet and ending with the Bet, I believe, of Bohu. The 11th verse. Odcha le'olam ki asita wa'akave shimcha ki tov neged chasidecha. I will give thee thanks forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait for thy name, for it is good in the presence of thy saints. Is it saying it is good to be in the presence of the saints? Or the presence of the saints makes it good? What is the cause and what is the effect? Is a question that needs to be asked. Again, we have 10 words connecting to the 10 sephirot. The number 37 connects to the level of Bina. It represents the concealed number associated with the number 63, which is Hashem's name when spelled out at the level of Bina. So 37 plus 26, the revealed letters, is 63. psalm is actually hinting to, in my opinion, is that the source of evil is in Bina. Why? Because when we study the four phases, and we remember that phase two represents the consciousness of I want to share. Phase two has taken on the attribute of the creator, the light that is fulfilling phase one, that is being revealed by phase one. But in the course of that revelation, phase one becomes phase two, because the vessel takes on the consciousness of the fulfillment. But the word I in I want to share is the ego. And this separates us from the creator. This is the evil. This is the effect of evil. This is the effect of good intentions that often go astray, or as the Zohar has said, the path to hell is paved with good intentions. I will now read the Hebrew verses in sequence. Psalm 52. Lam natseach maskil David bebodoeg adomi wayaged l'shaul wayomer lo ba David el beit achimelech Ma titchalel b'ra'ah ha'gibor chesed el kol hayom ha'wot ha'chshov l'shonecha k'ta'ar melutash osei remiyah Ahavta ramito sheker midaber tzedek sela. Ahavta kol divrei vala lashon mirma gamel yitatcha ladetza yachtecha. Vayisachacha me'ohel v'sheireshcha me'eretz chayim sela vayiru tzadikim vayirau ve'alav yishaku hine hagever Lo yasim Elohim ba'uzo Vayivtach berov ashro Yaoz bahavato Vani kezayit ranan Bebet Elohim Batachti bechesed Elohim Olam Wa'ed Odecha Le'olam Ki Asita Wa'akave Shimcha Ki Tov Neged Chasidecha. Normally our class would end at this point, and I'd ask for questions. But I have one other thought to share with you. It's in verse 2. The second word is doeg, and it refers to a person in the Tanakh. And I recommend that you review the story of Doeg, because it's helpful to understand this, the relationships. But the gematria of the word Doeg is 13. And we know 13 represents unity. But is there a negative aspect of the number 13? It's in the name Doeg. Can unity, can love be, have a negative aspect? The answer is yes. And we learn that from the mother who smothers the child with so much love and caring that it doesn't let the child grow and breathe and become what it is meant to become. But it's love. It's not meant to harm, but it's a good intention. Are there any questions?
Hanok, I just looked up Doeg in my little name dictionary, and it says the definition is fearful.
Say again?
The definition in my little dictionary of names gives the definition of Doeg as fearful.
Spiritual?
Fearful. F-E-A-R.
Fearful. Okay.
Yeah, F-U-L.
Fearful.
Which goes back to your comment right at the beginning in your Psalms landing page, that when fear enters our thoughts, this is a good psalm to connect to.
Use it as a vaccine.
Right.
Use it as the antidote to fear. Thank you, Hannah. That's very helpful.
Thank you. Welcome.
Any other questions? I bid you all Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbat. This is the Shabbat of Yitro, the Shabbat of the Esther Dibros, the Shabbat that is the vaccine to death. Shabbat Shalom to all.
Okay, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.